Welcome to Changemaker with founder of Gypsy Tea and social entrepreneur Zina Muzika.
This new podcast is to help you embrace change and experience amazing people and entrepreneurs. We're going to be sharing secrets, habits, and change-making abilities with you so that you can apply them to your life and make a life of your dreams.
This is Changemaker with Zina Muzika.
Hey, Changemakers, how are you? Today, we have a great friend of mine as our guest, and so I'm going to just do a very quick intro to Natalie Ledwell. She is a founder of Mind Movies and the host of an online TV blog called The Inspiration Show. She's also a founding member of Southern California Association of Transformational Leaders, and she calls San Diego home but spends several months each year in Australia, South America, and Europe. She is a powerhouse, successful entrepreneur, a new TV host, which we'll talk about, and she has written an incredible book that I love called Never in Your Wildest Dreams, and it's a fictionalized version, I would say lightly veiled, of her own life. Natalie. I was like, as I was reading it, I'm like, oh yeah. So it's called Never in Your Wildest Dreams, and it is basically Natalie took the law of attraction and she turned it into a beautiful fiction book that's very entertaining and really fun to read, and it's available on Amazon. So Natalie, welcome to Changemaker.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
I know. Well, Thomas sent me your bio, and it's so stinking long. I was like, all right, we're just going to – I was like, this is just a lot of awesomeness all rolled up into one Natalie. But I thought today we could talk about how you started your company and – where you were when you started. And then also, I want this to be like the most useful podcast I've ever done, because you are such a nugget of inspiration and you've got so many tips for people. So I want us to really focus on what fuels attracting what you want in your life. What is that? And I know a lot of it has to do with burning desire, not the kind in the bedroom necessarily, but the kind that we have to apply to our lives. So welcome, and let's get started.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Mind Movie story is just the perfect story to tell for this particular situation, because we had a burning desire to reach, you know, millions of people around the world. And when we got started, and even in the first year of business when we came over here to the US, everything in our reality was screaming that this is not going to work.
Well, wait a second. Let's go back and tell our listeners what Mind Movies are, because it's one of my favorite products, and I think it'll help frame this.
Okay, so a Mind Movie is this brilliant idea that a friend of mine had about how to take a vision board and make it come alive. Mm. So a Mind Movie is basically a movie version of a vision board. So it's a combination of affirmations and photos and music. So when you combine the three those components together, you have this incredible visualization tool that you can download to your phone or iPad or tablet, have it on your computer. And so every time you want to sit down and do a visualization and get into this vibrational match of the, you know, the business you want to create or the life that you want to create, all you need to do is watch this little movie, and it gets you straight into that, you know, that way of being able to really visualize and feel the emotions of already having achieved it.
Well, and tell everybody what the law of attraction, the basic steps. I mean, it started with Think and Grow Rich. It's a classic book. I've read it 100 times, but I never really was able to put everything into play from Think and Grow Rich until Rhonda Byrne came out with The Secret, which is a book of Atria's, who I have an imprint at as well. So tell us how you found the law of attraction and what the steps are translated through your process.
Absolutely. Well, for me, it was also The Secret. Now, I had been a student of personal development from the age of 21, and I, you know, read all the books, been to the seminars, walked the hot coals, did all of those things.
I've never done that.
I've done it twice.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't until I saw The Secret that I went, oh, my God, now I get it. You know, I actually had a moment, I remember in 2006, and sitting at my desk at my home office and looking at all my bills and looking at my bank account. And at the time, Glenn and I had four businesses we were running at the same time, and still we couldn't make ends meet. I'm like, I'm missing some vital piece of information here.
Yeah.
And then when I saw the movie The Secret, I'm like, oh my God, this is the missing piece. So the thing is, my biggest takeaway from that is that when you know where it is that you want to end up, and you can see that repetitively in your mind and feel the emotions of already living that life and already having that successful business, you don't need to know the whole plan. You don't need to know every step. You just need to know what the first step is and then the next step. And the thing is, when we keep repetitively seeing this new future and feeling this new future in our mind, what happens is our subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what we see through our eyes and what we actually see in our mind. So you start to vibrate or resonate at a different frequency, because we're all made up of energy, and that frequency is a match to this reality that you keep seeing in your subconscious mind. So then what happens when you resonate that out into the quantum field or out into the universe, whatever is a vibrational match to the frequency that you are sending out then gets attracted back to you to help that make your reality.
Well, and don't you think too, it's like we get really passionate about everything we don't want, right? So it's like, oh, I never want to lose my parents. Oh, I never want to be poor. I never want to be, you know, and we get really passionate about it. But to actually vibrate passionately toward what we want, that's that burning desire that, you know, I think you tapped into. So what happened next? So you and Glenn, piles of bills, four businesses, still not making ends meet. You discover the law of attraction through The Secret. And then what happens?
So then we met a guy who threw one of these businesses that we were involved in. And he came to he showed me the little movie that he'd created for himself. And back then it was like PowerPoint slides and photos, and it was very clunky. But I remember looking at it and going, oh my God, you have to show me how to do that, because that is insane. And, you know, and he had all, you know, girls in bikinis and all the things that he wanted to create.
Because burning desire.
Guy. Yeah, exactly, burning desire. And of course, nothing that I really resonated with, but I could feel the power of that movie when I saw it. And not long after that, he came to Glenn and I and said, look, you know, I've got this idea of setting up a website so we can put the instructions up so people around the world can create these movies for themselves. And the hilarious thing was, at the time, not only did we have four businesses and needed another one like a hole in the head, but we knew nothing about the internet. Actually, Glenn didn't know how to turn on a computer. I think he'd
now,
sent maybe three emails.
Now, I mean, if you see Glenn,
life.
I mean, Glenn is like one of the most sought after internet marketing geniuses out there. It's crazy.
Yes. I mean, I hadn't even heard of YouTube back then. I didn't know what that was. And when someone was trying to explain what a social network is, like, you know, I think MySpace was big back then. I'm like, wait a minute. People put their personal details on a website on the internet? I go, why would anyone do that? Like, no sense to me.
I was the same way. That is hilarious. So what happened next? So you guys found this mind move, this awesome moving vision board, which I'm in my yurt right now, and I have four vision boards up from over the years. And I can tell you so much of it has come true. But to actually apply, I love mind movies because I get to apply music to it, which to me, music is so transformative.
Well, that's what adds the emotion to it for you. That's what makes it really easy to attach the emotion.
Yeah, I highly recommend Fleetwood Mac and Mind Movies.
No, I recommend Coldplay and Mind Movies.
Oh, okay, got it. I know, but then, I mean, he's so sad. Anyway, got it.
So we put up this little video up on YouTube and started getting all these people, you know, coming to the site. And then we started getting all these emails from people saying, this is completely changing my life. We're like, ooh, hold on a minute. This is not a hobby anymore. We really should pay you some attention here. We're like, we've got to figure out how to do this internet marketing thing. How do you do that? And then we discovered by accident that you could actually buy programs online that teach you how to market online. We're like, oh, revolution. This is fantastic. So we ended up buying one program. It was a $2,000 investment. And I remember we were just like, oh, my God, this is such a big investment. You know, what if it doesn't work? This is a lot of money. You know, it's the first big purchase we made online. So we purchased the program. The next day, we started to implement the first idea, which was like a four-email sequence We were selling our program for $20 because we didn't know what to charge. We're like, $20, it's air.
Well, it's
like,
still
what do you
cheap.
Charge for
it's
air?
It's still like what, 200 or 100 now? I don't remember what I paid for it.
Yeah, it's 197 now, but there's a whole other bells and whistles, and this is not what we were selling in the beginning. We actually own our own and built our own software now.
So we
were using somebody else's software and showing them how to create the PowerPoint slides. It was very clunky in the beginning, like I was saying, but it was 4 emails selling our product at 50% off. So we're selling it now for $10, not $20. We invested $2,000 in this program and we made $6,000 from that first 4 emails that we sent out. We're like, wow, this is amazing.
Magic.
Yes, I know. And then Frank Kern, who's the marketer who created this program, announced he was doing a live event in April of 2008. And because we bought purchased the program, we could go for free. So in Glenn's original Mind movie, he had We Live in an Endless Summer. So he's like, right, this is perfect. We'll do 6 months in California and 6 months in Sydney. I'm like, sounds like a plan to me. So we flew over April 2008. That event was our first weekend. We joined Frank's Mastermind group, and we met a whole bunch of marketers. We settled in San Diego, which is the hub of where they all are, and then just became sponges and basically worked 14-hour days from our bedroom. And because we had no money to pay anyone, we were over here on the smell of an oily rag. There was absolutely no money. We were just existing on credit cards, which was really interesting because by the time we got to the launch, I'm going to tell you the launch story because this is like the showing you exactly when you have that burning desire and you keep focused and keep your eye on the prize, how when everything in your reality is screaming, this is not going to work, you can actually keep moving forward. So the morning of the launch, it's September 2008, we're $120,000 on credit cards. Now that's on top of, you know, the house mortgage and the car repayments and everything we had back in Australia. What we couldn't have predicted was that that was the week the economic crisis hit the planet, September 2008.
Are you serious? So, I didn't realize it was then.
It was that week.
Oh, yeah. So, I was in the middle of the biggest product launch of my life, and we lost like $2.5 million.
Yeah.
I experienced it with you, even though I didn't know you yet.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you our experience. So there's 2 weeks to a launch. There's the pre-launch week, which is where you're sending out your content videos and you're building your email database. So our list went from 8,000 to 80,000 in a week.
Wow.
And it was growing so quickly that our email delivery system closed down our account because they thought we were doing something illegal. So we had to get on the phone, get the account back reinstated. We got Frank to go to bat for us, which was amazing. Of course, then the morning of the launch, this company decided to close down for maintenance without letting us know. So not only could we not stagger the 80,000 traffic because we're thinking, oh, my God, we're going to crash the server, our affiliates couldn't get their emails out and no one was getting their confirmation email that they'd purchased the program. So by lunchtime on the first day of our launch, we had 3,000 customer support emails and I was customer support. And I'm just like, what? Oh, my God. It was just, I cried. And then, of course, what we're doing is we're using PayPal as our payment gateway because we were Australian and we don't have bank accounts and tax file numbers and things over here. So, and we'd heard all the horror stories about, you know, PayPal closing accounts and freezing accounts, but we were, you know, on the phone to them all the time. We were over-exaggerating the amount of money that we're expecting to take. And just to give you a little bit of an idea, we were selling a $97 program. So by that stage, it was $97. There was no upsells or anything like that. So it was just straight $97. We did $100,000 in the first hour.
$100,000 in the first hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
We did $250,000 by 5 o'clock on the first day. And we ended up at the end of the week at $700,000.
So you went from super broke to figuring out you could visualize what you wanted, create a burning desire for it. You guys went out, launched your first online product. All these terrible things happened, and you did $750,000 in a week.
Yeah. We did $700,000 in a week selling a $97 product. I mean, there was a whole...
That's
a whole
like 700,000
you know.
People bought them. I know. And there was upsells
yeah.
and this and that. So... So what was your burning desire was to have an endless summer? What
no.
was it?
So let me backtrack a little bit. So you know, we're working 14-hour days, we're stressed, we can't pay anyone to do anything for us, so we're having to learn how to edit videos and build websites. You know, we're 40 and we're trying to learn all these skills for the first time because we cannot afford to pay anyone to do it. It's like,
we're 40 and we're learning.
I know, like, it's, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, by that stage, you think you've got everything, you learned everything you need to know, and then you kind of realize, nope.
Start over.
When we were particularly stressed, we'd leave the apartment, we'd go and get a coffee, we'd go down to the dog beach because we knew how important it was for us to change our state and change our vibration and get out of that stressful negative vortex. So there's nothing that makes you happier than watching happy dogs frolicking on the beach.
Aww.
But what we would do is we'd sit down and have these conversations in present tense as if the launch was already a massive success. So we're talking about, you know, how, you know, the great, you know, when we went back to Australia, you know, the reception we got from our friends and family, the respect that we got from our peers that we'd met here in the US. We were talking about only working 6 hours a day, you know, the type of customer that we were attracting.
Oh, so you were doing all of that in present tense and you were doing it together. Don't you think that doing it with another person actually creates more energy around it?
Absolutely. You multiply it tenfold every time you add someone else to the mix.
I love it.
So there was the three of us that were doing it. And then we actually had some JV managers and a copywriter that were working on a percentage of the launch because we couldn't pay them up front. And we had created a mind movie about this particular launch. And even we were making them watch the mind movie as well so we could have that extra, you know, boost.
I love it. It is so exciting. And now you've got all these products. You guys are super successful. Mind Movies has been downloaded by 2.1 million people, or is that still the right number?
Yeah, so we've reached over 2.1 million people, and that's with the, you know, with the pre-made Mind Movies. But of course, we've expanded into, you know, Mind Movies combined with brain entrainment and subliminal audios, you know, online programs that go through the whole success formula. So now, you know, and of course, we've got our project in Colombia, where we've done a children's version of the Mind Movies. And so we're reaching, in 2015, our goal is to reach 10,000 underprivileged children there in the schooling system. So we're well on our way.
That is amazing. And for our listeners, if you hear a gas-powered leaf blower, I'm in the yurt, and my neighbors didn't get the text. No. God. It's ironic, too, because I only come down here once a day to record, and that's usually the only time they turn on the power thing.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. You're listening to Changemaker with Zena Muzyka.
Natalie, I want us to talk a little bit about how your life has changed since the law of attraction. Like, now, you know, you have this endless summer, you've made all this great money, you have this immense, beautiful, just since 2008, incredible business. And now what? And so I was reading in your book, Never in Your Wildest Dreams, and I was reading, and it's definitely a lot like your personality, this character. And she's the opening chapter opens with her on this TV show that she always had wanted to be on. And yeah. and then I got a call from you back in December saying, hey, do you want to be on a TV show? Tell us a little bit about this new TV show we're on and why and how you made that happen through visualizing it and using the law of attraction.
Well, I mean, of course, now, I'm in this positive vibration all the time. So the rate at which I manifest things is insane. But I actually said to Glenn, I said, look, I want to start spending some more time up in LA. So we got a place up here in Marina Del Rey. And I said, part of the reason I want to do that is because I really want to focus on doing some mainstream media work. Now, what I thought was I was going to be interviewed on other people's shows. But in December of last year, I got an email, you know, saying we'd like to talk to Natalie. We want to give her a TV show. And I'm like, yeah, right, of course, whatever. And I kind of discounted it, but then they were persistent. And so when we sat down and had a conversation, they really were pitching this incredible idea for creating a talk show for women with women that focuses on the issues that we face, you know, as parents, as wives, as mothers, as career women, and offering real solutions and coming from a place of real experience.
And also, no celebrity gossip, no catty remarks, no politics, all the stuff that we are bombarded with. What I'm so excited about is we actually get to talk about things like how you built your multimillion dollar business, how I built my multimillion dollar business as a new mom, single mom. So I think we're going to really change the conversation.
I think what we're doing is really opening up and starting conversations that women are too afraid to have. You know, I think that what we do is we isolate ourselves a lot because we're in this whole thing of comparing ourselves to other women. And when we do that and we don't live up to what we perceive other women are being able to achieve, it's like, oh, well, I can't do that. And so we sort of suffer in silence. And we tend to really cover and surround a lot of things in our life with shame. And I know that I've personally gone through a lot of that myself because we feel like we should be at a certain level or we should be acting a certain way, or we should have a family should be a certain way, when it's not necessarily the right thing. So by opening up these conversations, what we're doing is going, no, you're not alone. You know, and if we can reach, you know, one woman in the middle of nowhere who can actually tap into these conversations and go, oh my God, I'm not strange, I'm not unusual, I'm a good person. And then, you know, we've really done a great job.
Well, let's talk about shame for a little bit. I have I'm working on a new book right now, and I have a whole section on shame. And I was so ashamed that my son had a birth defect. I felt responsible for it. And I told no one. I holed myself up. I isolated myself from everybody. I didn't feel that, you know, anyone would ever buy my tea if they knew this deep, dark secret of mine. And then one night I was out to dinner with the buyer at Safeway. And, you know, Sage at that point had had his first operation and was on his way to having a second. And she, you know, we were having a bottle of wine. She was telling me how she had been a single mom. And all of a sudden, I told her the whole story about Sage. And here's the buyer of a 2,000 store chain. And I just realized, oh my God, I just unleashed my, you know, my deepest, darkest secret to her. What is she going to say? And then she said, well, my goodness, well, what do we need to do to help you? How can we? And she just jumped in and became my biggest buyer and transformed my whole company. Mm-hmm. I think when we hold our what we think, you know, is a shame or what we hold in shame oftentimes becomes, you know, the way in for other people to help us the most. Do you agree?
Absolutely. See, for me, my shame was all around my body image. In my first career was in fitness. So in my 20s and earlier, like I had the body from hell, looked amazing. And then, you know, as I got into my 30s, and changed my lifestyle, and I went from fitness to nightclubs, which was a really interesting transition.
That'll do it.
To say the least. And then I kind of get it, you know, into my mid-30s, and I'm starting to put on weight, and I was so ashamed about the fact that and so disappointed in myself that I felt so low, but I couldn't say anything to my husband. And all I did was just suffer and beat myself up mentally all the time. So every time I'd look at myself in the mirror, I was just like disappointed and disgusted in myself. So, you know, of course, that starts to come out, you know, not just in the way that we look at ourselves and our bodies and how that manifests physically in our bodies, but then it starts to permeate every other area of our life as well. So then I got to a point where I was just so doubtful that I could step up and do anything great because I was so disappointed in myself.
Yeah, I had a lot of I still have body image issues, and I am going to be getting hypnotized and all this stuff. Like, even though I'm like an empowered woman, I still have these issues. And I think, you know, I don't know what it is about women and why we are so hard on ourselves. Guys don't tend to be as hard on themselves as we are. Have you noticed that? It's like Gerard will be like, yeah, I put on some weight. I'm gonna switch to Heineken Light instead of like, and he's like, then he cruises along his day, like whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't get into these pants. Oh my God. And it's like a whole day. And it's so weird because I meditate, I do yoga. I have an amazing, you know, I write empowering books. Like, I don't get it. What is it?
Yeah. Because you know what, for me, I was doing this whole blaming thing. Like it was Glenn's fault. It was all Glenn's fault.
Glenn's
it was
fault,
his fault that I was overweight. It was his fault that I was, you know, because my thing was that I was drinking wine every day. And so I'm putting in more calories. And at the end, I'm like, it's all his fault. And then when I'm thinking, hold on a minute, if I take him out of the equation and he's no longer my scapegoat, you know, why am I putting on weight? And of course, we look for all the excuses as to why it's happening. I'm like, you know what? It's because I'm eating and drinking too much. Let's just be bloody honest here.
So we're actually ashamed
On my portion sizes and cut back on the amount of wine that I was drinking. Oh, hello.
Miraculous. So it's responsibility. I mean, so sometimes we're ashamed of things we can't help. And then sometimes, you know, we're ashamed of things that we have to actually take responsibility for. So shame is almost like us feeling irresponsible and it mutates into shame. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know what? I even had shame about something like, and this is hilarious, and my girlfriends were laughing about this, but I remember the, because I have a girlfriend that helps me with my dressing because I'm hopeless with fashion, and she's like, no, we need to get you some Spanx. I'm like, Spanx? I'm like, what's a Spanx? So I put on these Spanx, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, I have to wear granny undies. So, and I was so embarrassed about it. I mean, of course, I look great in a dress with them, that I actually didn't even show Glenn for about 3 months. I would get dressed without him seeing me because I was so embarrassed I had to wear Spanx.
Oh, they're a great liberator for most of us.
I know. But, you know, but even things like that, I didn't know that it was a billion-dollar industry and nearly every woman on the planet wears them. I'm like, because it was something that we don't kind of talk about.
Yeah, I'm not very good at wearing them. On set, remember, I had to wear them and they kept rolling up. I was like, and then everybody's like, I'm like, why are they rolling up on me? I'm moving them over. Like, I don't get it. And they were just like, maybe you got the wrong ones or the wrong size. I'm like, oh yeah, I think I got the size too small.
Yeah, when you can't breathe, it's kind of an indication.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Hey, I get it. But that's one thing I'm not ashamed about is my faults. I think I can celebrate my faults a little bit more now that I'm getting older. So for our listeners, I want you all to know that you can find Natalie Ledwell on Facebook. She is the face of Mind Movies. You can go to mindmovies.com and check out this awesome moving musical visceral vision board. And vision boards, I believe, are, I mean, honestly, some of the most, I have one on my, I made a vision board and I put it on my computer. So every time I boot up, I see my vision board and I stare at it for a minute or two a day. And, you know, it's funny because I put a baby girl on the vision board that I, you know, today's mine and Gerard's 9th anniversary. And I put a baby girl on a vision board, like, you know, when we first got married. And then we have this beautiful little girl and she looks almost exactly like the one in the vision board. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
So I definitely believe in the power of visualization. I mean, Olympic trainers use it, Olympic athletes use it, you know, successful business people use it. And I really think it's probably the tool of all tools. And I love how Jack Canfield once said, you know, he and his writing partner visualized selling a million books in a day. And then all of a sudden they met the buyer of W.H. Auden on a bus and all this crazy stuff happened and it happened. And they visualized it every day for 30 days.
Yeah. I mean, we've you know, in our original Mind Movies, you know, Glenn wanted to be an endless summer. He wanted to travel 8 months of the year. I'm like, as if that's going to happen. We were doing that within 2 years of creating that Mind Movie. You know, all of the places I put, you know, I'm staying at the Burj in Dubai, the 7-star hotel, safari in Africa, Machu Picchu, like all of these places we've been able to visit. So there's actually nothing that I've put in my Mind Movies that I haven't been able to create. And of course, as you get into the flow of it, you start to manifest things faster and faster because you can begin to let go and surrender and trust in the process.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. So Natalie, thank you. And I think we should probably, I don't know, should we have them find us? Should we give them a code or should we do something to get people to go do a Mind Movie? Is there a way that they can watch one?
Let's see. You know what? Why don't we send them to mindmovies.com/Xena.
Okay.
And then from there, they'll be able to download 6 pre-made My Movies that we've already created.
Awesome.
And once you download them, you can start watching them straight away. You can download them to your phone, your tablets, carry them around with you, and they'll give you some brilliant ideas of the things that you personally would like to create in your life as well.
I love it. Okay, so mindmovies.com/Zena, and we are going to have a mind movie marathon. We're going to watch these 6 pre-made mind movies. And I have to say, Natalie, you are such a gem, and I just love knowing you and working with you on the show, Wake Up. And I love your accent, and I love your sense of humor, and I love your taste in wine, and I love your dog, and I just love you. So I'm just letting my audience know how much I love this woman and how much I adore you and trust you. And your integrity and everything about you. You're one of my favorite people on the planet. So thank you so much for being
thank
here today.
You,
okay.
And I love you more.
That's a good one. This will be an ongoing conversation. So for our listeners, I really am here to help you make change in your life, positive change, as well as in the world. And I think Mind Movies is, you know, this isn't a commercial. This is really a something I'm very, very passionate about. And I only bring you things I'm passionate about. So go and talk to me at Mistress of Tea on Twitter. Look me up at Zhena on Facebook. And check out my Instagram feed at Zena1. And I want you all to know that change is possible. Positive change is right around the corner. Just have the faith, up your vibration, visualize what you want, and make it happen. I love you all. Thank you so much for joining us today on Changemaker.